Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to
Life Conversations. The radio show is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Fulfira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. Whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become you owe. And mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not can be sure of. Except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, wounded heart will heal, yes, it will. But never much too soon. Yes, everything must change. Become the old. Mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive, we must always try, seasons come and go, winter brings fresh snow. Where you are or where you've been, the winds of change.
Everything must change. By Bishop Carlton Pearson. You can find him at www.bishopcarltonpearson.com. That's Bishop, P-E-A-R-S-O-N.com. And before that, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. And you can find him at ezonemusic.com. Everything must change. And what does he say? When you change the way you look at it, it changes. I'm sure my wonderful best friend will tell me that shortly. You're on the playground. You are here with your buddy, your playmate, Ombasa Sophia. And this is the play experience, where you are one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. How do I know? Because I am. And I am because you are. moving into change. Yes, indeed. We all are moving into change, whether we like it or not. It's all about being comfortable with being in change, being inside it, allowing ourselves to just fit snugly into it. How does that feel? Stretch and move and yummy. Change. Change in our minds about what change brings for us. Well, the inevitably, and then listen to me making a new word, inevitably. Change and beginnings and endings. All inevitable. Has to happen. You can't get away from it. I know it's easier said than done, but this is going to happen anyway, right? What's up, you know? As the trees, the leaves on the trees change, they take new form, you know? So must we be willing to do the same. I mean, they do all right, don't they? They come back stronger, greener, more robust, thriving. And, you know, we are right here in the pinnacle, moving right into the solstice moment, this time where the leaves have shed. They've gone back into the earth. They're moving into change, into the womb space, into a new season, a new time where we get to conceive, conceptualize new ideas, bring birth into frame what we have conceived right here, right now, in this moment. And it's a beautiful moment, yes it is. There's a lot of things going on, but it's all about change. And I'm ready to bring back up to the front one of my best friends on the planet. I love him. I love sharing time with him here on the playground. And he has so much gifts from the Creator that he shares every week for 3 days straight. He's on the mic. And like, you're on Life Conversations Radio. Just chewing it up. Unabashedly, as they say. That's a good word. Unabashedly. Unabashedly. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I am that I am. Yeah.
Are you changed?
Oh, every day, every moment. And sometimes it changes. Warns me in advance, and sometimes it sneaks up on me. So I've learned to dance with the change, and sometimes I'm just like, I can't go with this change. I know it's going to happen, but I ain't ready yet. So I have a way of just kind of like, sometimes it shows up before I know it's here. I'm not ready yet. Hold on.
Well, If you're just joining us, you're listening to On Boxing for Fear with the Play Experience, and I have here on the playground my comrade, my playmate, Ademola Anafowuse. And he's going to tell you about himself, if you don't know already.
Really, simply put, I'm, you know, with the theme of change, I consider myself a change agent. And, you know, the thing about change is not, we're not really becoming something new. Change is really us falling back, falling deep into who we already are. But we've been programmed to believe something differently. So my work as a host, as a radio host, as a coach, counselor, spiritual reader, energy worker, it's really about change. It's about supporting people to lean into, fall into, embrace the change of life. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking of change. Sometimes it's not even about embracing the change. It's about being embraced. It's about sometimes about embracing ourselves while the change is happening, because change is constant. And there's nothing we can do about it. Well, there's a lot we can do about it. But what I mean is, it's how we respond to the change. So, as I said jokingly, but seriously, there are times when I'm saying, no, I'm not ready yet. Can I have 5 more minutes? And change is like, okay, well, whatever. I'm in motion. I've been in motion years before you came onto this planet. So it's really about having the tools. It's like life surfing, you know? It's like we're surfing through life and perfecting our ski board, whatever that is, so we can surf through life. Sometimes we fall off the board. Sometimes we get back on. No judgment from life. We are the one that sometimes judge ourselves, oh, my God, I've been learning how to surf life, and I still haven't mastered it. But sometimes we're going to fall. Sometimes we're going to just do a nice trick that we didn't even know, and everybody goes, whoa, how you do that? I don't know. Can you teach me? I think so. But, so my work is really, I am a change agent, and my work is an extension of my inner work, my commitment to spirit, my commitment to love, and my commitment to staying in alignment with what I came on this planet to do, because I have learned, I remember that when I do that, I am better equipped to dance with the change or ski through life, no matter what happens. If I fall, stumble, get up, get to the end point, only to realize there's another path. So I'm a change agent.
Yes. And that's a very, 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 and very important thing to be. You know, we talk about being free agents for the Creator and being here and allowing ourselves to grow and allowing ourselves to show and allowing ourselves to know, allowing ourselves to just be in the moment at all times, you know. That's sometimes very challenging for us all, but it is something that, it's like a savior, if you will. And speaking of savior, you know, Jesus saying, you know, these things that I will do and you will do better things, or something to that effect, you know. Mm-hmm. And the idea that he was such a great example of love and moving beyond love and loving people by whipping them, if so be, you know, love speaking in different ways, you know. And it's been coming up for me this week in particular, the people that I've been talking to. Somebody just sent me something today on Facebook, you know, that we're doing Soul Power Live Tour, and, you know, I am doing what I do, putting the feelers out in different cities just to solidify which ones we are actually going to be in. And a person, she wrote me and told me how much it's really needed in her area, and this could be any area in the world, you know, but it's like she was saying that there was so much sadness and sickness, you know, And, you know, the idea that, you know, you could probably pick up the phone and talk to anybody anywhere in the world and hear that same thing. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's like, you know, when I talked to another person today, you know, and she was telling me about, well, you know, what she was dealing with in terms of being in the hospital and dealing with it. Now, she had another perspective. Her perspective, when you talk about pivoting and looking at it in a different light, to be able to see, and like I said, when you change your mind about it, you get to see it in a changed fashion. And this person was like, okay, yeah, that happened, and here I am, and, you know, this is how I'm dealing with it, you know. And it's all about, you know, how we're deciding to take life on and yes, fit snugly into whatever changes come for us, you know, being able to say what it is that's going on. And so when you think about, you know, change and when you think about how people are actually looking at their situations and how they are, what is it, wanting to be right about it or being, what is it? Well, I'm trying to find that right words where you don't want to think negative or you don't want to think, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, yeah. You know, you don't want to say something negative, but yet you know this is what happened. This person that I was right. talking to had, you know, she had a stroke. I mean, it was serious. You know, so she looked at it. She didn't claim it as, oh, this is my stroke. You know, which is some people do. This is my diabetes. I have type 2. You know, they're owning it. They're wearing the clothes of that thing. But what she did right. do was she looked at the issue, you know, and being able to look at the issue and see how it is in your tissues, to see what it is that, you know, caused that to actually transpire, you know, is what I'm seeing. But what's your take on that? Because I've been really feeling it. I've been, you know, like I said, talking to people, and it's just been coming up for me about perspective and being willing to change your mind about that.
You know, so much rushing through me, so I'm going to pace myself.
I know, I had to stop because I wanted to just keep going, but I really wanted to hear what your feeling was about it, because I'm feeling a lot, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, someone told me one time that there's a book called God is the Problem. And I think it says God is the problem and God is the answer. And what I take from that, the meaning, what I'm bringing to that is this, you know, whatever name we call God or don't call God or whatever, is I really believe it's that who we are is the problem and it is the solution. And the more we understand who we are, the easier we can be with life and the less rigid we can be and, like, getting so caught up. You know, you talked about greater things than this shall ye do that Jesus expressed. And listen, you can do what I do and even greater things. And the funny thing about it is, you know, we are doing greater things. But back to perspectives again, we start looking at some of the greater things. Some of us are not seeing the greater things because we keep saying it was better back in the day and greater things are happening now. So there's some people going through life right now, and it's the worst time of their life. I'm not just saying because they just refuse to see what's happening, because they're having challenges, having emotional challenges, physical pain, so much going on. There's some people who just, their drug is a drug of complaint. The drug of being critical, of really finding the worst in, under the guise of, I am not a sheeple. I am not following the crowd. You guys have been drinking the Kool-Aid. And so all of that goes on. But once we understand who we are, first of all, we will remember that, you know, ultimately what we call negative, when we're afraid to call a thing, when we're afraid to say something, that there is a power and presence, not just within us, but that we are part of. I read something on Facebook yesterday where someone was asking for feedback from others. And they had listened to Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith from Agape. And I think Reverend Michael gave out or told the viewers, people at church, it's like for the week or I don't know how long. But anyway, the affirmation was something about I am grateful and I refuse to complain. Something around that. And this person who was asking for feedback from others was asking because a friend of hers told her that if you say that I'm letting go of all complaint or I will not complain, then you're attracting the negative. And so she was trying to hear what other people had to say about it. And when I looked at it, at first I was going to say something, but then I thought, no, I'll just leave it alone. Now, I do understand that, yes, if we focus on the negative, we attract more of it. As a matter of fact, it's not even attracting it. We just see more of it. Then we get to experience more of it. But there's something when we talk about affirmations that denial, the real truth, the real origin of affirmation is to deny what's going on in your life, that this health has no power, this sickness has no power over me, poverty has no power over me. I refuse to complain. I'm going to choose gratitude. So the denial that sometimes people hear, they hear as avoidance. But what I'm talking about in the new thought teaching is to deny, to refuse, to rebuke what is appearing. They talk about fear being false evidence appearing in real. So this false evidence that's appearing in your world, you're denying it. And then while you say this sickness has no power over me, you replace it with an affirmation, a statement of truth that you know is real, a statement of truth that you want to be a reality. But because we have sometimes been taught, conditioned to think, you know, the whole thing is up to you. If you're going to change, it's up to you. We forget that we are part of a power that is bigger than our intellectual mind. So we think if we claim, if we say what is going on, then we're adding more to it. But the mere fact that you're experiencing it already exists in your world, and what you resist persists. So going back to God is the problem, God is the answer, my thing is the more we have an understanding of who and what God is, the easier we will be on ourselves and the less we're going to get into this intellectual banter, what I call intellectual spirituality with debate, because when you have a connection, a relationship, a knowing with a love that transcends words, I mean, for your own soul transformation, to actually speak your pain out is part of the freedom rather than pretend it doesn't exist. So it's a tricky thing, and I believe that, you know, we find our peace in getting clear about what our truth is. Because there are things I would say that maybe in the past I would say, don't say that, don't say that. And now it's like, sometimes you need to confess that you're mad, that you're angry, that you're frustrated. Now, don't move. Don't live there. Don't pretend. Don't say, well, it's okay for me to feel what I feel, and I'm just going to be angry because I'm angry. I'm just speaking my truth. No. Speak the truth of your personal experience. You're angry, you're frustrated, you're mad, you're pissed, you want to jack. But get that energy out of your system, and then make room for what is true about you so you can see, experience, feel what needs to be experienced in that moment. And no matter how much we try and deny intellectually, it's going to stare back at us anyway, and there's nothing so annoying than that when you pretend, you try and pretend something's not happening and you have to go around pretending, like putting makeup on around it so people don't know, and then people come home and crumble, especially during this holiday season, people going through depression and everything. So there's a little bit. There's more, but I'll slow down now.
You know how we do. And so, you know, when you were talking, I was thinking about someone I was speaking with that works with women, and she was talking about how she was not really dealing with everyone and how she was feeling about that and, you know, not really being in truth about it. And she said, you know, well, she made a statement and said, well, you know, I'll work with everyone now. I will work with everyone until they piss me off.
That's funny.
I was like, you know, and I was getting wrapping my head around that. But, you know, the whole idea right now for me right now is all about, and we're going to take a break in a minute, but where it's all about being okay with whatever is happening with you. Whatever yeah. is going on with you, just being okay with that. Just being okay first, okay? And understanding that that thing is either working for you or it's not working for you. And so first of all, and that goes back to what I said earlier about snugly fitting into change. Because when you can look at something and look at it and say, okay, first you got to look at it. You got to look at that pain or that goodness or whatever to be able to assess it, you know. So if you can look at that and you can feel it and say, no, this doesn't taste good. You know, this is pretty, a matter of fact, this is nasty. You know, this is gross. Or this is really yummy. You know, I'm going to keep this, you know. And being able to do that, it's really, really, really simple, you know. It's really, really simple to be able to take that thing, whatever that experience is, and really, really look at it. And I want to continue this on the other side of the break because I really think that this is when we start really dealing with the truth of the matter within our lives in terms of personally, not just looking out there saying what somebody else is not doing, but really personally looking at what it is that we are feeling about change and a change of mind. So we'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Sofira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important, and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Here's the controller and a word check, and we're talking about change, change of mind, change of heart. I don't know if you are here, but I am here.
Yep. You're getting the place fired up. Everything's going crazy. I don't hear you very well. Okay, you sound far now.
Sound far? Well, you sound close.
Well, it interferes really. I don't know if the, but anyway, I can hear you now. It's better.
That's okay. Nobody can get in between us.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's always a connection.
That's right. So we could, because we are all about change. And so, you know, when we got on break, I was talking about, you know, just being able to be real present with really what's going on. And I was speaking to a client the other day, and we were talking about, you know, just being able to understand that when you are present with what is happening with you or for you in your life, you get to take on what that we talked about earlier, the power that is invested within us. You know, there's a power that's invested within us that we're not cashing in on, you know. And when we talk about, you know, the abilities that we all carry, you know, to the energy of this day is the Queen of Hearts. And the Queen of Hearts is just that. You know, being the nurturer and the lover of humanity and all people, and the energy, if we decide that we're going to embody the energies for each of the days that come, you know, that's a new way of being. That's a decision to be able to move into the new and move into the change that's all around us. And so when I think about this client that I was speaking to, it was about, you know, you have something that the doctor told you you have. Now, you know that you already experienced the symptoms. You know that the pain is there. So when you went to the doctor, you went to the doctor so the doctor could tell you what was wrong. Mm-hmm. So if you had taken on the mindset that there's something that's out of balance with me, and if you wanted to say wrong, that's fine. But when you went to the doctor and you knew that the doctor was going to give you, most likely, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just say, well, no, nothing's wrong with you, or we can't find anything. But most of the time, because of insurance purposes, they want to tell you something. So you get put in the category of something.
And that could be the whole sheeple idea. I don't know. I don't really get into all of that. But the whole idea is when you're told something by someone who is supposed to be an authority on that, you give away power right away, okay? Right away when you take that on. You totally just handed it over to them, okay? And then when they get it in their hands, they can do pretty much anything they want to do with your power. But if you right. decide that you're going to do these and greater things by saying, okay, you gave me a synopsis. You gave me something that I could possibly look at and say, okay, so what does that mean? So once you give me that diagnosis, now I can now look at for options. I can look for options besides the medicine that you're saying is going to give me all of these other side symptoms and problems afterwards. You know, some stuff is you could die or you could choke or you could, you know, all these different things that's been given based on you having this quote-unquote disease, you know, or this quote-unquote sickness, you know. And this is across the board, though. It doesn't just go with a physical ailment. It could be anything. It could be depression. It could be a relationship issue. However, if you are giving away your power, no matter what it is, you are not living your fullness. You're not loving in your fullness. You're not being in your fullness, you know. And this is something that I really feel that right now on this planet needs to be addressed, because when we talk about, you know, the women in India is supposed to be the most stressed out women in the world, and we know that when women are stressed or that when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I'm going to go back to that.
Ain't nobody. When the women are stressed, the whole world is stressed. I mean, if a mother's pregnant with a child, if the mother's stressed, the baby's going to be stressed. I mean, it's not even a no debate, hands down. I'm with you on that.
Absolutely, and it's women, and so I got the statistics of the most stressed out women in the world, and you know, in different countries with different things and what have you. I think the United States was 42, but who says that's right or wrong? You know, we're not really going along with that, but you know, people are doing a little bit of work, so we're going to give them their props. So you know, when we look at that. And we look at the communities around the world, and we look at the issues that people are having in their tissues. I mean, they're really claiming these things, you know. They're not claiming their power. They're not claiming their love. You know, the Creator is love. That is really all there is for real. You know, that's not a dream. It's not a dream to think that, you know, we have power that we could use at any God-given moment. You know, I was laid out last week, and I didn't even realize until I came through it that I was out for a day. I was down for a day, you know. And when I was down, I only drank ice water. I didn't even get my own herbal formulas. I didn't even think to do that. Why? Because I was inside dealing with what was. I didn't deny it and say, "Oh, my legs don't hurt." I didn't, you know, go and say, "Oh, my legs don't hurt, my legs don't hurt." You know, my legs hurt. You know, my head hurt. I was, you know, I was throwing up. You know, I knew that was some real symptoms of something. So now, what am I going to do? I'm going to talk to the Creator. I'm going to be there with the Creator. You know, I'm going to swallow my fear. I'm going to not let nothing, you know, get nearer to me. I'm going to be in the moment and allow myself to be free with that, what I was dealing with. And that's what I mean about that. You know, it really is a whole, I could go on and on, and we never have enough time. I'm going to give you that mic back over to you, but I really feel like we really need to flush all of this out as we talk about moving into a time when we are conceiving something new.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking, when we came back from the break, I smiled because one of the things that I heard just before the show was the idea, you know, the answer to, I mean, being on this planet is not for wimps. It's very tough, it's very challenging, and it's very enjoyable, very pleasurable. You know, it's like God is truly, you know, is a universal orgasm. But we've got to be present to make love with God, with life, in order to feel the orgasm. Sometimes it's like, I don't feel nothing. But, okay, that's it for now. But one of the things that I heard was the answer is being still. When you talk about the power that is within us, it's about taking the time to be still. In being still, we get to connect with our power, and then we are led to what needs to be done. We are led to say what needs to be said. We are led to taking a painkiller or not. We, you know, all the things that we know we should do or aware that we can do, you know, and other people may be saying no, no, no. By listening to that inner guide, by being still, we know exactly what we need. Sometimes not always easy. Sometimes we need to talk to a friend, talk to an expert. But that inner power, that inner guide would never lead us wrong. And I think when we are disconnected from that, we are disconnected. We work so hard to correct what we think is wrong, and we don't even have a broader perspective of it. You know, instead of trying to fix what we think is wrong, let's yield to what is right, what is working, what is true about us. And it sort of reminds me of, I posted something on Facebook yesterday by Eckhart Tolle, and it says, how do you let go of attachment to things? Don't even try. It's impossible. Attachment to things drop away by itself when you no longer seek to find yourself in them. You know, sometimes we spend so much time trying to feel, oh, I know, I got this issue, I got to work on it, I got to focus on it. We take him to meditation, and yeah, we got to do that to some extent, but sometimes you just got to say, what is true about me? And sometimes it is just as simple as being still and listening for guidance, because in that space, sometimes we may not hear anything or feel anything. I think, well, I just sat there still. I mean, I felt real peaceful, but nothing else happened. That space that we allow is what is the healing that is needed. You know, there's that saying, nothing to heal, only God to reveal. And I think in all the challenges that we go through, all the experience that we go through on the human level, it's really about us revealing God on earth, whatever that means to us. But I would say God is love, not a God of judgment, not a God of punishment, not a God that's got wrath of this, a God that loves you no matter what, because that's all it can do, to love. No limitations, limitless love. So, you know, what I would say, just as we get ready to release the show, one final thing I would like to say is, if we can all individually commit to taking time out for ourselves, to just breathe, to feel our heartbeats, no matter what's going on, even while we're driving, to just take a moment to take a deep breath, when we're cooking, when we're shopping, when we're ordering, and what we want is out of stock, and we worry that we should have done it last week, but we didn't have the money there, just reboot, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're moving into a new season right now. And, you know, Saturday is the solstice, and it is a time where you can fully release now. You can fully release all of the old, the decrepit, the things that do not work, and embrace the new, you know, this newness, this new idea that is you. You know, and be able to move forward step by step, because sometimes you need to stop. You know, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, bears go in for the winter. They stay there. They don't come out until spring. You know, mm-hmm. be a bear. You know, be a bear. Bear it. Yeah? Bear mm-hmm. it. Take it in, you know, and be able to, because, you know, when you carry a baby, you're bearing it. You know, you're carrying something. You're bearing it. mm-hmm. You know, and when you talk about the bear, another way to spell bear is B-A-R-E, and that's bearing your soul. you know, and allowing yourself to be God, allowing yourself to be good, you know. And so, you know, I know we never have enough time, and I never want to release the show. I'd be like, no, don't release it. I just talked about
never
releasing.
Never
want to
release
it. You know, like,
you don't want to bear it. You don't want to bear leaving the show.
So, but I do appreciate all of everyone who always is right here on the playground with us, and those who tell them where you're, when, about your show again and where they can find you before you leave.
Well, the show is Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived, and they can subscribe to iTunes. For more information, they can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, I won't be back doing live shows, as far as I know. Well, this is I'm doing your show, and so let's go to the show. But you guys sometimes would just say, come join me on my show. So I don't know what y'all got planned. But as far as I know, this is, well, I want my official back date, my day date back, that's it. My coming back date, whatever. It's January 6th, 2014.
Coming out date, just your coming out date.
That's right. I'm going in the cave so I can bear what's coming. That's right. I got to bear this.
All right. Well, we're going to release the show, and we're going to release it with Swallow Your Fear by State of Man. And you can find their website is stateofmanmusic.com. So we're going to release the show, and we're going to love you up until next week. And we probably are going to ask Ade's mom, can he come back on the playground again? But we'll see. All right, beloved, we are going to let you go. Thank theater for you. Ombasa out.
There's something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong. It's your bad things to haunt you every day. I know you're so afraid to love. Follow your fears. Follow the things that hold you back. That hold you back from living life. Follow your fears.
conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.